You are an energetic being first and foremost, so the quality of your energy field is really important. It works like a filter, each part of the field enabling or preventing whatever is turning up in your life. This is the Future Self Energetics Show. I'm your host, Amanda Nelson, and I work in the body, mind and spirits community. I'm an award-winning master energist. That's a therapist that specialises in improving the quality of the energy fields that move in, through and around your body. If you want anything in your life to change, you have to begin with changing your energy field first. So my shows are a mixture of talk and therapy ideas, interviews and thought-provoking inspiration. They're all about energy, energy fields, protection and connection. If there's a topic you'd love me to cover in my show, please email me, amanda@futureselfenergetics.com. And if you love the show here on UK Health Radio, please spread the word about it in your networks. This week, we're talking all about love. It's all about love if it's an anniversary or birthday celebration for you. It's on those days that we become more deliberate about expressing gratitude and love towards a partner or someone we care about. But what about the other 350 days of the year or thereabouts that we don't really deliberately express it? What if it's not Valentine's Day or a birthday or an anniversary or such on any particular day? So on my show today, I want to explore definitions of love in a broader sense. And by doing that, I hope you're going to recognise and feel the gratitude and can then express that every time love shows up for you in its differing forms. You see, if we're conditioned to only see love in certain ways, then we're not going to see it when it's showing up for us all the time. And when you do see it, when you do witness it in your life or you feel it, I don't want you to wait. Strike whilst the iron's hot and be willing to honour love at the moment you see love showing up for you. Every time you're mindful of love and you acknowledge its presence in your life, amazing activations happen in your energy fields. And these activations have a kind of magnetic effect, and this magnetism creates more opportunities for love to gather and show up for you. And if you're looking for more love, see the love you already have showing up. Witness it, acknowledge it, be grateful for it. If you're looking for love, be that love for others first. So if exploring how to be love in many forms, how to attract it in its many forms, if that's something that interests you, well, you're very welcome. I'm glad that you're here. I want to encourage you to celebrate the many forms of love that can exist in your life. The love you have for your family or your friends, the love for mentors or guides, love from our work colleagues, those people that, I don't know, make the simplest of contributions. Maybe it's somebody who knows how you like your coffee at the local cafe. However it is, they bring value to our lives. The love of our pets, yes, that too should be even a cause for celebration. All of these relationships, they're going to bring richness and joy into your life. And yeah, I think we would all agree we would be significantly poorer without them. So let's make a point of showing authentic appreciation for all our relationships, all of the long-term relationships that bring richness to our lives. Let's celebrate love in all its forms today. I love a bit of love. I'll be honest, I've never really thought I should only ever reserve expressing my love to a specific day at a particular time of year. I've always thought I could do better than that, and I feel that you can too. So let's get adventurous and be loved up all year through. My name's Amanda Nelson, and this is the Future Self Energetics Show for UK Health Radio. And today, we're going in search of love and how we can express it more in our lives and recognise it when it shows up. There are many ways to recognise love in our lives. I know sometimes it might be hard to see it, but it is there. And I'm going to be shining a light on some of the different ways in my show today. Maybe they'll act as a little prompt to you so that you, oh yes, I recognise that. I hadn't really registered that as love. And when you can identify the wealth of love that your life is actually full of, I'm going to invite you to then honour that love whenever and however you can. Let those you love know that you see their love as something valuable and enriching to you in your life. Let them know you value who they are and the special something that they bring, and that they make your life meaningful and rich. Let those you share love with know that you really love them and appreciate them in return. Now, not all love is expressed in the same way. How is it expressed then? Well, we have different descriptions, different words, different names for different kinds of love. You know, there's romantic love and platonic love and familial love and there's self-love. And there's agape love and there's pragma love and storge love, tough love and mentor's love, unconditional love, divine love. And the list goes on. These are just some examples, and different cultures and philosophical traditions may have their own interpretations of love beyond the ones I'm highlighting on my show today. I just want to speak from the heart, really, about the kinds of love that I experience in my life, and perhaps then it will remind or jog your memory of the love that you share in yours. This is a far cry, I have to say, from the fabricated, pre-boxed, candy sort of chocolates, red roses, red party balloons and the posters that tell us to think about the person that we care about on St. Valentine's Day. I'm not saying there's anything wrong in that, but that should be a part of how we express our love, for example, to the person that we care about the most. We shouldn't only tell them on one day of the year. I mean, there'll be an awful long time before having that validation, don't you think? So my show today is about expressing authentic love in its many, many forms.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. The station that makes you feel good.
On my show today, I want to explore definitions of love, types of love. I want to know in a broader sense that you are able to see love in your life in the most broad of senses. And by doing that, I hope your recognition and the gratitude that will follow can be expressed every time love shows up for you in its different forms. I don't want you to wait. Don't wait until somebody says, oh, today's the day that everybody, all lovers, are supposed to celebrate, like Valentine's Day, for example. I'm not against Valentine's Day. It's just I don't want you to focus on only expressing your love to those that matter one day a year. I would like you to strike while the iron is hot, be very present in the moment, and be willing to honour love at any moment when you recognise it showing up for you. Every time you're mindful of love, and you really acknowledge its presence in your life, did you know that amazing activations happen, certainly in your manifestation field? And these activations have a magnetic quality. The magnetism creates more opportunities for you to experience love, to bring it into your awareness and your perception, for it to gather really and show up for you. So if you're looking for more love, see the love you already have showing up. That's a great way to start. Shall we start then with romantic love? As someone who's experienced the highs and the lows of romantic love, I can vouch for the power of it as a bond. It connects two individuals in the most incredible way. I know about intense affection. I know about tenderness. I know about passion. I know about attraction. And I've experienced that racing, fluttering heart and all of the rest of things that go with romantic love. For me, the experience of romantic love is unique and it's really dynamic and it's exciting and it's thrilling and it has to be very much in the moment. Romantic love is that kind of present, exciting, thrilling, in the moment kind of love. It's not something that you can think, all right, in 2 weeks' time it'll be, for example, the 14th of February and I need to be romantic. That's not what romantic love is really at all. Now, romantic love, it can be all-consuming, it can be incredibly intense, but it can also evolve and change into something with a deep richness over time. And I think this type of love, this romantic love, is often the foundation for more intimate relationships. And it can lead, if you look after it, if you nurture it, it can lead to long-term commitment, even marriage. It's never trivial and it can't be forced and you can't just be romantic because somebody tells you to be. Romance is not something you do. It's actually something you are. Romantically in love is something that is authentic and honest and it's there and present all the time. I've also learned that romantic love can bring its own set of challenges and complications. I think we all know that. You get conflicts, there are misunderstandings, that sort of thing. It's not at all uncommon in romantic relationships. And the end of a romantic relationship, whether by agreement or if it's a really acrimonious or painful breakup, that can be difficult to navigate. And to be honest, I've experienced that too. But despite the complexities that always will come with a romantic style of love, I still think it's worth pursuing. I think it remains an enduring and important part of the human experience. I think the world would be a much poorer place without romantic love in it. Now, not all love, though, is romantic love. You can have very deep love connections without the romance involved. You can have what's known as platonic love. Now, as someone who values, I really value deep connections with other people, I understand the power of platonic love. It's a really special bond, and it's a bond between two individuals that's built on friendship and mutual respect and affection, but it hasn't got any sexual or romantic desires mixed in with it. It doesn't have those to complicate it. This type of love can exist between any two people, regardless of gender, and often it stems from shared interests and experiences and beliefs and values. Platonic love has had a significant impact on my life and it provides me with a kind of sense of stability and comfort and support. My platonic relationships with friends are sources of great companionship and they inspire creativity and feeling good about myself and feeling that it's okay for me to grow as a person. I've not had many of these kinds of platonic relationships. I think it's because the bond is so unique and special. But unlike romantic love, platonic love is not subjected to the same emotional ups and downs. It has a constancy and consistency to its nature. And it will and can endure, even when, for example, romantic relationships would normally come to an end. I met one of my oldest and dearest friends back when I was 9 years old. She was being bullied at school and I rather bravely stepped in to stop her being hit by an older girl. We hadn't met before, but the day I stepped in was the day that we began being friends. And over 50 years later, we're still as dear to one another as we ever were. And we have a very rich platonic relationship. I've been fortunate enough to experience strong, loving, romantic and platonic relationships. Both forms of love enrich my life and they bring me joy and support and growth. And I give thanks for them every day. I also have my family, familial love, it's known as. And that's a special bond that connects family members like parents and children or siblings, grandparents, aunts and uncles, cousins and so on. And it's often considered a unique type of love because it's often unconditional and it's built on shared history and family ties. The love between family members can be incredibly strong and long-lasting, and it will, for those people that can experience that, it will provide a real sense of stability and security for them, that kind of unconditional sense of belonging. And families that have this often support and care for each other through thick and thin, and the love between them can endure even when disagreements arrive. Now, from the nurturing and protective love that parents and children have to the playful and teasing love between siblings, you know, ultimately when the chips are down, familial love comes together and acts as a combined force. It's like a single unit. Now, not everybody has familial love in their lives. I often find that when I'm working with my clients, the bonds in some families, let's call them energetic cords, if you like. Well, in some families, they are like steel ropes, and in others, they're like flimsy paper streamers. They're not resilient at all. I've had to build a strong familial love inside my own small family unit for my husband and I, for our children, for my grandchildren, because unfortunately I didn't grow up in a family that cultivated these invincible cords. So I decided that as I created a family of my own, I would make an effort to create something that was much stronger than I had when I was growing up. The love between family members can be incredibly strong and long-lasting. Sometimes, though, you just have to create it. You have to be the first one that says, actually, this is what I believe is worth creating in our lives. I had to create it for myself, and thankfully, familial love provides me now with a sense of stability, security, and belonging, and it should be the same way for everybody in my little family group. My family is always there to support and care for me, no matter what, even when disagreements arise. Our love endures. I think this dovetails beautifully into understanding what it feels like to be empowered. As someone who's explored the idea of self-love, I can vouch for the benefit of having positive relationships in your life, those that will be with you through thick and thin, who will support you and believe in you, call you out when you're duping yourself in some way, and actually hold you up as the example of something that can be great. Self-love, though, because it's important for you to foster it. Self-love is not narcissistic. It's not a narcissistic type of love. You know, instead it involves valuing yourself, appreciating your own well-being, your own happiness, and it brings in physical and emotional and psychological aspects of self-worth and self-esteem too. I think this is why if you're surrounded with a really strong network of people that believe in you and they reflect that back to you, you know, they're the ones, as I said, that will hold you to account and say, come on, you know, that's you're worth so much more than that. We value you so much more than that. You must do that for yourself too. Yeah. In my experience, many, many people struggle with self-love. Sometimes they struggle with self-love more than they do with any other kind of love. And the struggle often shows up when I'm looking in an energy field as woundings in the chakras. And I can also find them in destabilization in how energy spins and also how it travels around their electromagnetic field. This will often tell me that they might have had shocks or things that have happened to them in their early days, which means that they don't feel empowered as a being in their own right. And I tell them, you know, no, you're the most fantastic being. There is no one like you. We need to power you up to your full capacity. And I believe that when we do, what you will reveal will shower the world with your light. And I want them to understand that their self-respect, self-love, healthy self-love is very much a part of this. For me, self-love involves taking care of my own needs, you know, setting healthy boundaries and treating myself with kindness and compassion when I get the opportunity to. And it is about acknowledging my strengths and weaknesses. You know, there are certain things that I'm absolutely brilliant at and others which I'm completely awful at. But working towards personal growth and self-improvement should always be a goal. I want to be the best that I can be and show myself that I am worth a great deal. If you can foster healthy self-love, you're going to benefit from increased self-confidence and improved relationships, and really you'll feel much happier overall. Your well-being is affected by how you love yourself. A lack of self-love can really drive into that low vibrational self-esteem, that negative self-talk, that self-destructive behaviour that we can find ourselves embroiled in. Now, like any relationship, developing a practice is developing a practice of self-love. Is a lifelong process. You don't just wake up one day and you love yourself. It requires intentionality. It requires effort, maybe. It will certainly require self-reflection. It requires you be surrounded by people who will turn around and say, actually, you've got that wrong about yourself. You really are remarkable at that. Have you not noticed that you are? Well, we believe that. We see it in you. You need to know this about you. By taking care of oneself, by practicing self-compassion and being honest and engaging with yourself, you know, find things that bring joy and fulfillment for you. You're going to be rewarded with a strong sense of self-love. It will increase your confidence. You will feel like you belong and have arrived. One of the most unique forms of love that I've ever come across, which is different to self-love, I suppose in some ways is the equivalent of that unconditional self-love. But instead of it being sort of an inward love, it's actually an outward love. And it's called agape love. Now, agape love isn't driven by personal gain or romantic attraction. Rather, it's a selfless, unconditional love that transcends boundaries, and all it does is seek the highest good for everyone. It's very high vibrational love. It's a divine or spiritual love. Agape love involves loving others because we can, because they deserve it. It's about loving and appreciating them simply for their own sake. There's no agenda in it, no expectation on anything they can offer in return or that you feel that they need to be. It's not about that at all. This love, I think, is most present or absent in our energy field, in our energetic spins, actually. Do we contribute without expectation, or do we contribute because we wish to receive? Do we contribute without an agenda? Or do we contribute because we have an agenda that we are trying to create some kind of result from? It's always in the energetic spins. This type of love goes beyond personal boundaries, though. It focuses on the well-being of others alone. As a therapist and also as a mentor, I understand the power and beauty of agape love. And it's a rare form of love because it's so selfless. It is so unconditional. And it's reaching beyond that kind of personal gain and our own opinions and, you know, romantic attraction. It goes beyond promoting anything except the highest good for all. It's about loving others for who they are, whether they hold dark or light energies. And it's about the potentiality of them at their brightest luminescence. It's not about whether or not they're shining brightly now. Recognize the bright luminescence in every being. It's never about what they can offer in return or what they have to do. It's actually a love that's given freely and bountifully without any conditions. Yeah, I think that's the way to explain it. This type of love accepts and loves someone for who they are and doesn't expect them to change in order to be worthy of receiving that love. As for me, agape love is a special kind of love. I feel it comes from the heart center, and it's selfless, it's unconditional, and it's just seeking the best for everyone. And I think that the easiest way for us to shower people with agape love is through simple acts of service that they value. These are not acts of service that we think of. These are acts of service that that person would value. It's about forgiveness always. It's about understanding always. It's about unconditional acceptance. It can be about sacrifice, but mostly it's about holding space for them and for them to know that unconditionally, whoever or however they are, that what you are here to do is to hold them and see them. And agape love is a love that's related to spiritual. It's often related to religious beliefs, and it's considered to come from that very high place. It transcends boundaries, and it brings a real sense of connection to something greater. And it has this feeling of compassion for all beings. So as a person, I am, that values spirituality and morality, I think that embracing agape love can bring meaning and purpose to my life, as well as contribute to the happiness and well-being of others. It's why I do what I do. It's why many people in my community do whatever they do. They like to be generous because they can be. They like to be kind because they can be. They like to be compassionate because they can be. And they like to be willing to put other needs before their own because they can. And it's not limited by personal factors such as, you know, looks or status or behaviour. I can extend how I feel this agape love. I can actually channel it through me and extend it to individuals, whether I know them or not, you know, whether they're friends with me or not, whether they're strangers or not. And by embracing agape love, I find such a sense of fulfillment and purpose. I would urge you to try it. Just do it because you can. Because as you contribute to the well-being and happiness of those around you, then it benefits everybody. So far, I've been thinking about different kinds of love, but you know, you don't have to have only one type of love or another in any relationship. Love doesn't really fit into containers neatly in that way. So you can have a platonic love that's also an agape love with the same person, for example. It's not either or one or the other. Love comes in many forms and it's dynamic, and those multiple forms can be present in our relationships at the same time, or they can ebb and flow and change. You know, I think love's a really interesting energy to observe. Watch it in the people around you. See how it's expressed. See that really minute way sometimes that people are able to convey that they love. And why don't you also deliberately practice love? Find opportunities to be loving. I was up at a hospital the other day. A family member had been taken into hospital. And as I walked through the ward, I'd been off to get a drink of water for the family member who was in bed because they were thirsty. I walked through the ward and I went past a nurse, and I just caught the nurse's attention. And I just said to her, "Thank you for what you do. I really appreciate the fact that you're here and that you're taking care of so many people that really need your help." And the nurse, she just beamed at me. I wonder if more people were willing to shower those that are helping them, strangers that are just there, being present to make sure that we're all right, showering them with love. Wouldn't the world feel a better place? I think that one of the longest lasting forms of love, if I can move on now, is pragma love. It is a type of love. It's built to last, though. And it's a grounded love. It's characterised by respect and common interest and shared goals and values. And it's actually a really mature form of love, often in a romantic relationship, let's say, or a platonic relationship that has been going for healthfully for many years. Pragma love also starts to evolve and take shape in that relationship. For me, stability, security, commitment, they're really important. And pragma love offers all of these things and more. So I always love to focus on building a shared future, for example, with my husband. From the first moment we were together, I made a commitment that I wanted us to have the best possible shared future together. And I've always had a desire to create a loving, lasting and meaningful relationship with him. We've been together now over 30 years and we're stronger than ever as a couple. And one of the things that characterises this is both of us are pursuing, practising and investing in this kind of pragma style love. Now, like any type of love, pragma love requires effort and hard work. Well, it doesn't really feel like hard work if you make a commitment to always put in the effort and maintain that strong and supportive relationship with one another. So you need to be willing to listen, to communicate, to collaborate, and always, always, always behave as a two rather than two ones. I believe the rewards of a successful pragma love relationship are so worth it. It creates an incredibly deep emotional connection that perhaps you can't find in another way. Now, I believe each type of love has its own merits. I don't think there's any one that's greater than another. And whether I'm looking for a practical, long-lasting love or something much, much, much more passionate, I remember to build my relationship on strong foundations of respect, compatibility, and it's great if you've got shared goals. Another kind of love, and I don't know if you'd have heard of this one before, is storge love. It's a special bond that develops between individuals who share a close history and familiarity. I've experienced this deep and meaningful connection in my relationships with family members, not all of them, just some of them. I've also experienced it with close friends, and there have been those that have been there for me through life's ups and downs, and I would definitely, definitely say that there's a special bond between them and them and me too. Now for me, storge love has gifted me with a solid foundation for my growth and development. And by me sharing storge love with others, then it enables them to have that solid foundation for their growth and development as well. So it's given me stability and security, and I carry that with me as I mature and change, and I offer that to others too. Do you know, in times of stress or difficulty, I turn to storge love for comfort and strength, and it is always there. I'm also, if I might add, a strong believer in tough love. I have had experiences in my life where if I was to honour another person, then I had to set boundaries around me and I had to hold those people accountable for their actions. And I had to make difficult decisions about how to bring balance into situations for my good and also for their sake as well. I've often used tough love in parenting, though less so now because my children are all grown up and I'm very proud of them, how they've turned out. Mostly I'd say that I've had to use tough love as a kind of honest love during my therapy sessions. I think it helps somebody who is struggling with a behaviour or an addiction issue if you enable them to see how they're breaking down their boundaries, how they are not practicing, for example, self-love. Sometimes tough love is very much about being honest with people and not buying into whatever their version of the truth is when it's quite clear that they're using it in order to keep them in a behaviour or an addiction that isn't really serving their highest good. Now, if I've got a client, for example, here's an example. who happens to turn up for a session with me, and it's clear to me that they've been drinking alcohol, for example, I'll not continue the session. Now, how is that tough love? Well, I ask my clients to turn up sober. And if they would like my assistance in any way, shape or form, then I ask them to treat the time we have together with respect. I turn up, I haven't been drinking alcohol, and I would expect them to turn up and not drink alcohol too. If I'm working though with an alcoholic, I do understand that is a big ask. However, in order to work with me, I still expect them to show up and respect the fact that I don't want them to be too drunk for me to be able to work with them. Yeah. So as an example of tough love, I'm sure there can be lots of them. For example, if somebody has a drug addiction problem and they need money, do you or don't you give them money? Are you better off saying, well, what I will do is I will pay for you to get support and help that you need, rather than pay for them to get the next fix that they're looking for? Tough love could be a whole show in its own, and I don't claim to be an expert in it. However, if someone asks my opinion, my professional opinion, I will give it to them as honestly as I feel I'm able to, right? If I'm being gaslighted during a session, I'll call people out, you know, those sorts of things. So I know that tough love can be challenging, but I believe it's necessary for growth and development for them and for me too. I have to have boundaries, and if people step over my boundaries, then I show self-love by saying to people, with love and kindness, obviously, that I'm not happy for people to step over my boundaries. And if they have boundaries, if they have aspects of themselves that they think is important and they tell me about it, then out of respect for them, then I will not cross their boundaries either. So love, it requires limits and consequences. Even if it might result in temporarily creating conflict, it might leave hurt feelings, for example. Tough love isn't about being mean to people. It's, in some ways, it's about generally respecting people, respecting yourself and them. And my ultimate goal always with tough love is to empower the person that's with me to overcome an obstacle that is presented to them. And it's to make positive changes in their life. That's what I would love for them. Tough love is a challenge. It will feel uncomfortable at times, I'll be honest. But if you find yourself in this kind of love dynamic, I'd suggest you approach tough love with caution and consideration. You know, don't be a tough love bully, but use it to support and as a chance to give somebody the opportunity to empower themselves that you care about. See, the purpose, I think, of tough love is to guide someone towards their best path in life and provide the necessary support for them to reach their full potential. But it's not about forcing someone to take what you consider is the best pathway for them. It's not about you solving a problem and then imposing it on them so that they follow your guidance. That's disempowering love. It's not tough love. But if you apply tough love with compassion, respect and genuine care, I believe it can be absolutely transformative for people, for those who receive it. So I embrace the power of tough love and I strive to help my loved ones grow and reach their highest potential. I'd expect no less from them for me too. And as someone who really values growth and development, I know the impact that a good mentor can have on one's life. So I'll move on to mentorship now. Mentor love. It's also a unique form of affection in some ways, and it involves offering guidance and advice and support to those who aspire to grow and develop, right? And I choose my words carefully. I do think mentorship, good mentorship, comes from a kind of an affection, in that you really want people to do well and you create an opportunity in you being their mentor for them to learn whatever they can from you. And it does require setting boundaries and accountability, of course, you know, just like tough love does. But it's primarily, I think, anyway, mentorship love, mentoring love. It's focused on growth and development. It's never about correction or punishment. And I've seen on many occasions firsthand the transformative power of mentorship love. It really provides individuals with the tools and resources they need in order to succeed. And it's marvelous because people will come to you and they'll say, wow, you know, your mentoring really helped me. And this is what I've managed to transform about my life. This is who I've managed now to become. And I love it. So mentors, they play a really crucial role in helping their mentees reach their fuller potential, and they provide them with guidance and wisdom and support. They act sometimes also as a sounding board, a motivator. They help their mentees navigate challenges and reach their goal. It's one of the most enriching parts of being a mentor. I absolutely love it. So which of these loves then do you recognise in your life? Which of these loves do you feel is lacking in your life? We can create love of any particular kind in our lives if we're prepared to practice that love first. Because what that does is it creates a vibration in your energy field and it emits it. It's like you start to broadcast these different kinds of love. And it creates a flow of ripples in your energy field. And you will begin to attract that type of love straight back to you. So celebrating different kinds of love, different kinds of love in all the ways and shapes and forms around you, and doing it every day, every moment that you get the opportunity to, celebrating all sorts of receiving and giving love in all of its forms every day, will bring you remarkable blessings. You will find that you are surrounded by love in no time at all. So, although there are certain days of the year when we feel that it is wonderful to celebrate the people that we love and who love us, I'd urge you to really build up a sense of love in all of its forms, in your energy field, and then you'll be able to celebrate love every day of the year, every single one.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. The station that makes you feel good.
That's it for another show this week. I'm thrilled that you dropped by. I present Future Self Energetic Show every week for UK Health Radio, and I'd be delighted to spend more time with you next week, so do tune in. The world of energy is amazing, and it's magical, and it's mysterious, and there's always so much for us to explore about it. You have a vital connection to a web of energy fields around you. Use that connection for your benefit. I've been working with vibrational energetics all my life, and I know that when you improve your energy field, you can up-level any part of your life. You can find out more about me, my courses, and Future Self Energetics at my lifestyle website, beyondthegoldenegg.com. I'm also on Twitter. You can find me at Ask Amanda Nelson. Focus on the quality of the energy in your energy field. Focus on your entire energy field every single day, because a great energy field has the potential to change anything. I'm looking forward to connecting with you again next week. Love to you and yours. Bye-bye.